It is 7:42. You're listening to The Morning After with Ben and Josh on RDU 98.5 on the other end of the line. It's time for a corridor with Ariana. Good morning.
Morena.
And, oh, honestly, let's take a cleansing breath just at the start of this. Because, oh my, we have some stuff to talk about. Something that I've longed to talk about in this segment for a long ass time has been Eagle Brewing, or Eagle Brewery, shall we say, which, if you haven't heard, Canterbury businessman Dave Gowan, who was called out for racist remarks against Māori, is quitting his brewing company. It's followed an apology to New Zealand last week for a social media comment. He said he'd sought legal advice and decided to resign. Just the entire fiasco we've seen play out the last 2 weeks, Ariana, what have been your main overarching thoughts?
Oh, man. I thought it was interesting that the attack, the original attack, or the original racist remark was aimed at Māori, but the apology was to New Zealand.
For sure.
So, and also note that that was the second or third attempt at an apology, that the first attempt at an apology basically said, you misunderstood what I was saying.
Totally.
And then after engaging a PR company, came out with an apology to, and I don't know that for sure, but that's how I read it, is that the language changed so much that, you know, damage control was well and truly underway. What was the overarching, I don't know. I think these are things that people have been able to say in, you know, before the internet. You could say those sort of things in the letters to the editor of a little local newspaper, and no one else is ever going to know.
Yeah, totally.
But in 2021, like, you could lose your business. I saw a really great image of someone riding on a bike, and then, so the first image, they're riding on their bike. The second image, they put a stick in the spokes of their own wheel. And then the third image, they're laying on the ground crying, and it's like, you've put the spokes, the stick in the spokes of your own bike, but you're blaming everybody else for holding you accountable for doing it.
Yes, exactly. Like, you've worked yourself into the situation, and now you're surprised at the outcome. A large part of all of this is around just accountability and how it's almost as if they're only apologising when they're finally caught. There's another situation. Synlait Milk is investigating after allegations of white supremacy were made against one of their workers. The dairy company issued a statement on Friday in response to a petition calling for a review of its employment of right-wing blogger and alleged white supremacist Lee Williams. Thanks for bringing this one to my attention, Ariana, just before we came on. Maybe we should compare and contrast these two stories, Eagle Brewing and Synlait, because, gosh, I mean, there's so much to learn from them, but at the same time, it's also like, I don't want to entertain or, you know, bring more waste my breath on all these topics, but...
I think the thing for me around the Synlait one, that the guy who worked there, is that he chose to come and live in New Zealand from the UK, which is beautiful. Like, welcome, come and join us here. And then had a channel where he was criticising, I can't remember the language he used, but he's basically saying he's not a white supremacist because he's just talking about the Māori elite who are trying to fill their pockets at the expense of other Māori. So he's actually advocating for Māori by bringing their wrongdoings to our attention.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was kind of his thing. But the main thing for me is that the person who started that petition and who found out where he worked and who brought it to the attention of his employer is a Māori woman called Anna McAllister, and she has a social media presence, and she is proudly a fat, queer, Indigenous activist. And she has been getting the most vile threats online since this has come out. And people have been commenting on that man's latest videos with things like, get your AK-47s ready and plenty of bullets, because, you know, like, that's the tone that this has taken.
Yeah, it's awful.
So the situation itself is terrible, but now the fallout from it is actually really serious for her. I think for all of us in general, especially us in Ōtautahi, who have had a really recent experience of how a thought like that can actually become reality and in such destructive ways.
For sure. It's just a lot. It's
a lot. And I know that, like, this is a breakfast show and we want to, like, send people off into their day with some positivity, but also, like, the reality is that, these things might move through the news cycle relatively quickly and leave our consciousness, unless you're the one who's getting death threats online because you've held a an alleged white supremacist accountable for the things that he has said.
Totally. See, that's why we're here talking about right now at this time especially, because, as you say, it does just fall right through the news cycle.
And I think it's important that, you know, regardless of what time, you know, what time or whatever, that the reality of these situations are brought to light. And I think that's a really good point about how, you know, for us, you know, the Eagle Brewing and this and everything, you know, it's a story we read, we talk about for a couple of days, then we forget about. But for the people that, you know, brought it to light, and for the people that it's directly impacting, it's not something that just goes away as the media cycle shift. It's something that actually stays with them for months, if not longer, afterwards.
Well, that's the thing. At the end of the day, it impacts us all.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. It's just whether or not it's a constant reality for, and for some of us it is, and for some of us it isn't. And that's not about good, bad, right, wrong, but it's about, if it's not part of your constant reality, like, that is an example of privilege.
And yeah,
so
definitely.
Then how can you use that? How can you use that extra bandwidth that you have, because it's not taken up with, like, looking out for threats? So how can I use that bandwidth for the benefit of those who are in that situation?
Yeah.
The last one, because I don't know how long we've got, but another one that's happened recently that I just, because it's not just individuals, right, but you might have seen billboards around or advertising around with "proud to be Māori." Faces of Māori people. So someone photoshopped one of those billboards, took a photo of the billboard, photoshopped it, left the words as they were, but took the person's face off and put the photo of the face of a monkey on it.
Wow.
And distributed it online.
And this is 2021. That's the thing. We're in the middle of it, you know. People turn a blind eye. So, yes.
And so when people want to say things like, when can we move on, when can Māori get over it, that was all in the past, this is actually an ongoing process. So, you know, the sooner that we can get some allyship and some, like, common ground that, yeah, this is not what we're about, then we can start to move through it together.
For sure. Ariana, it's always amazing talking to you this morning and every other morning that we've talked to you before. Gosh, where can we find all good things Ariana and Reo Māori Mai?
We are on the interwebs. We have got a website, reomaorimai.co.nz. We're on Facebook and Instagram. And tonight we're at Dice and Slice for some games.
Yay.
And some pizza and some beverages. So,
what a great time. Yes, fantastic. Good times all round. Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on and, you know, enlightening us to these situations from a perspective that me and Ben do not have. It's very valuable. And I'm personally very happy that we get to talk to you and hear the other side of these stories.
Yeah, gosh. See, it simultaneously wins me and is such, like, just impactful content, but at the same time we need to have these discussions, you know.
Definitely.
It's more important than ever. Yes, ino hora. Thank you.
Tēnā kōrua.